From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Hi ho and happy Friday, y'all.
A woman in North Carolina hid in her trunk in 90 degree heat last Tuesday after she was caught shoplifting from Walmart. But that's not the best part of this.
But wait, there's more?
Well, it was hot in the trunk.
I'm sure it was.
So she covered herself in Mountain Dew to keep herself cool.
Okay.
She poured it all over. She stole $17 worth of stuff, right? And security saw her.
Uh-huh.
And then she disappeared into the parking lot. They had no idea where she was. So they went looking in through the parking lot. Boom.
No one saw somebody putting herself in the trunk?
No. No. Hmm. They did happen to notice that her trunk was cracked. So, you know, that's when they found her, covered in Mountain Dew.
Can you imagine that hot, sticky mess?
No. I'm thinking like, ew. She's been charged with shoplifting, and they released her on $2,500 bond for $17 worth of stuff. Not clear whether or not she stole the Mountain Dew or not.
I wonder how long she was in there for, baking in
baking.
Mountain Dew.
I just can't imagine.
Because like, if it was long, you'd think they would just follow the trail of ants.
Right. Or bees.
Or bees.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
No. She's a 34-year-old from North Carolina.
Brilliant.
All right. It is time for the Who Cares News. What's going on today?
It's not exactly clear why Adam Levine left The Voice.
No.
Still. But he walked away from a lot of dough.
Did he really?
Yeah.
How much?
Well, he had signed on for 2 more seasons, which would have paid him. It's almost like hearing what a sports player makes. $30 million.
Wow, are you kidding me? Wow,
$30 million? I wish I was kidding you, but I'm not.
Holy crap. And there's 2 seasons a year on The Voice, because they do 2 seasons a year. So that's $30 million in 1 year. Huh.
Yeah.
Not, well, obviously, he doesn't need the money.
But that means Blake Shelton's breaking in the dough.
Oh, well, yeah. Probably getting a raise. And then, of course, if Gwen is on, then that helps the whole family jackpot.
Well, don't know if they have a joint bank account yet.
I bet they do. I bet they do.
Play money. Roll around on the bed naked money.
Roll around on the bed naked, going hunting and fishing money. That's what they got.
Well, the Hollywood Reporter said that Adam had been getting restless for quite a while now.
Well, yeah, because he didn't win any. I mean, you know, come on. Didn't you say that after halfway through this season, he had nothing to do because all of his people had been voted off? I mean, geez, what are you going to do with the?
Well, you know, they felt that, you know, 2 seasons a year for 8 years, it's been a huge time commitment.
Yeah.
So maybe he just decided to move on.
Here's what I think.
Nothing's going to pay him that money.
In the world of music, 8 years, by the way, is a long time. And he was already a star.
Yes.
Before The Voice. And so The Voice kept him relevant, I think, on modern radio. I think he's done now.
Won't be as successful, at least.
No. I think I read somewhere he's worth $120 million or something like that. That's plenty of net worth.
Well, I'd probably go for like an even $150.
Well, he could have had that, but he quit. He's doing another show. He's not starring in it, but somehow he's producing or promoting another show on NBC. So, I mean, it's not like he's not making
Which
any
one
money.
Is it? Is
I don't
it?
Know. Some new summer replacement
some
show.
Talent thing?
Yeah, probably. Some damn thing like that. You know? Because we don't have any original ideas for TV shows. You know? None.
No. None. You know, whatever happened to just this good old sitcom? Let's just have a good old laugh minute sitcom.
I tend to agree.
I don't know. I like The Big Bang Theory.
But you've got to come up with something that good. I mean, there's a lot of sitcoms on TV. Goldbergs and Blackish.
Which
and
people seem to love.
Modern Family. And now there's a Grownish because, you know, Disney can't stop with the spinoffs, as we know.
True.
I'm sure Chuck Lorre has a bunch of stuff in the works.
Lorre needs to just get on it. He needs to, because, you know, now
I bet you he's
both
got
of those
something.
Shows are off the
he's got
air.
Young Sheldon. He's got Mom.
Anyway. Brie Larson.
Yes, Brie Larson.
Brie Larson, Captain Marvel herself.
Yeah.
Crossed the fine line of the Disney Universe this week during the grand opening of Star Wars Galaxy's Edge.
Oh, okay. All right.
Too bad she didn't do it while you were there.
Too bad she didn't do it as Captain Marvel. That would have been.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, she can't. She cannot be Captain Marvel in Star Wars.
No, 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 no. We've been there before. Mickey Mouse does not know the Little Mermaid. There's a whole, there's a whole litany about that. You know, it's cool though.
What?
Chewbacca is walking around, and he actually makes Chewbacca noises. So you go up to him and ask him questions, and he'll start talking back to you in Chewbacca. I can't even do it now. But
I'm not up on my Chewbacca.
So anyway, so Brie was there? She was there?
Yes. Mm. She was one of the many, many celebs who were treated to a preview and probably some fancy drink or
something.
They
probably got free food. Probably got free lightsabers. I have friends at Disneyland that work those events. And I'll be asking them questions like nobody's business afterwards.
Oh,
it's like,
yes.
So how many free lightsabers did you guys give out? At $200 a piece.
Right.
Although I saw...
Save it for those of us who need them.
I saw a video of how they do it with the 14 people. And they do you build the lightsaber together.
Right.
It's actually really cool. Well, you know, I'm going Sunday.
Yes.
And you know what, Morgan?
What?
I got an extra ticket. You want to go? We could do a whole show thing from there.
What the heckies?
Come on, let's go do.
Let's do it.
Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah.
Make it sound like this was all impromptu, but we had to give her name beforehand in the reservation. Just play along with us, okay?
Oh, yes. I'm so excited. Yes, thank you.
So Sunday we're going to go. We're going to have 4 hours. I'm hoping that they let one of us pilot the Millennium Falcon so we can wreck it.
Which would be, you.
Well, that's okay. You could too. There's two pilots, so we'll
see.
They wouldn't let us into the press event because we're not press enough. So
we're not press
enough. No. So we're going to have to pay.
Why aren't we press enough?
You know what? We need more than 7 listeners. It all goes by that. So it's like if we were, doing Disney stories every day and we had millions of listeners, then they'd.
Why aren't you a Disney blogger?
I don't have time. I don't even have time to blog this. I don't even have time to do this show. Speaking of which, you know who I don't think was there was Halle Berry. I can't find any evidence that Halle Berry was at Galaxy's Edge for the celeb. Or Kim. I don't think Kim was there either. Kim Kardashian. So Sunday's on. We're doing it.
Well, Brie snapped plenty of Instas with her.
I know. The place is like Insta-friendly, man.
And her, and she... had lightsaber fights with her new $200 lightsaber.
Yeah.
Well, don't they start at $200?
No, the whole thing, the lightsaber is $200 because everybody gets this number of things to build the hilt, and then they stick
droids.
The hilt into this thing, and the blade attaches, and it turns on, and it's so flipping cool. Yep. Anyway, we'll report back on Monday.
Yes.
All right, have a great weekend. We'll see you Sunday. We'll see you Monday. And
that's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.